Okay. So, I showed all of you guys the map. You see where you are. The village is far enough away that you don't really see any real people, but you do see fires and fireplaces, chimney stacks, smoke coming out, and you do see a little bit of movement. You don't really see any animals, and you do see where the creeping stone has essentially created a line just on the other side of the town. So to describe it for the non-visual people here, is it looks like you're looking into a crater. I mean, it's more of like a man-made, not an actual crater, but you look like it is a valley surrounded in all directions from rock wall. You can see about half of that is forest, and all of that section of forest is stone. So the trees, the leaves, the grass are all stone. Oddly enough, you can see the village is almost completely intact. The grass is still green, the trees are still alive, and you can actually see a little section of it where it looked like people have been keeping a garden of sorts. It looks like some people have been farming a section of that land. That's really all you can see from this vantage point. Do you guys know how you're going to try to get down?
I guess I'm trying to picture it. Like, so is the wall like a wall or is it like a mountain that's kind of like that has like slopes and stuff like that? It just happens to kind of be
horizontal. Where you were was wall. If you move farther into the valley edge, you can find some ways to walk down.
There's like slopes and stuff.
There are slopes. Okay. And you can kind of walk around a little bit and come down the slopes a little bit farther over. You can see that from your vantage point easily. You just have to walk a little bit further.
What do we think?
I think we should all look alive. I don't know. I have a funny creeping feeling about this place.
Wasn't this supposed to be abandoned?
That's what we were told.
Yeah, abandoned town.
That's what bothers me more than anything.
Yes, I agree.
Can we see, we're high up, we're looking in the caldera, we see the village. Is there like any like trail that may have been made over the, I don't know, decades? From these people, did they ever leave? So they left trail marks.
Oh, roll me an investigation check.
Okay. Oh, at the time, 21.
About time.
21.
Yeah, the investigation.
Excellent. So, for that investigation, you are able to see on the far side of the valley. You see a waterfall. And next to that waterfall, it does look like there is a stairway next to the waterfall leads up on the other side. And it probably follows the river from there. But from where you're looking, it's hard to explain. Where you're looking, you can't see where that walkway would go. But also, it doesn't look like more than one or two people could go that way at a single time. It looks like a very narrow, very windy little staircase. Do you remember?
Yeah, I believe it would be like anything on a mountaintop.
Yeah.
And if you carve a trail, it's never going to be wide.
It's very, single-person narrow thing. It doesn't look like they would use it for more than just walking in and out.
Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't look like goods and, you know, services come that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I always said that.
Okay.
Yep.
So, but yeah, so that's what you see. Anybody else have any other questions?
Do we hear anything?
You don't really hear any voices, like kids at play or anything like that. You see some movement. But you don't really see you don't hear any other things going on right now. You don't hear, like, horses neighing or anything like that. You don't hear anything like that. It's all...
No yelling? No
yelling?
Nothing. Okay.
Nothing. Very quiet. But you'll see one person walking, and they don't notice you. They don't notice you.
Well, we're 100 feet up at this point, right?
Yeah. If you start trying to scurry down a little bit, I'd have to roll some checks, but no, they don't notice you yet.
From our vantage, do they look like... What do they look like?
They look... roll me Perception. Poopy cacas. Bye. So from here, I'll say all you see are just, like, figures and robes in, like, grayish colors. Nothing really distinguishing markings or anything like that. Looks very mundane. Very, very mundane clothing.
Mundane clothing. Mm-hmm. Human.
Humanoid. That's all you can see from here.
Is there any, like, sigil or symbol or flag or any, like, anything we can see from our vantage point?
You always ask about the sigils. I really need to put some in here so that you feel happy about yourself. There's one or two I put, but not here. I will say...
See, they're there.
They're there. I will say, as you go, as you're looking, you don't... Let me see.
And, like, any banners, anything like that?
Are there scannable
Not from
QR
where
codes?
You can see.
Okay.
Not from where you can see. Keep your eye open.
Scannable QR codes of any sort.
Like a QR code, like a little, give you like a new website or something like that. No, nothing.
All right.
Yeah, no websites. You don't see sigils. You don't see any QR codes. Anybody else?
QR codes.
Simon, anything? No, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
What time of day is it?
Oh, I didn't give you a time of day. I'll say mid-afternoon.
Mid-afternoon, okay.
What's the weather?
Are you serious? I thought you were just fucking with me. It still is chilly. It's still pretty chilly, but the sky is clear. You get a cloud once in a while, but it's still pretty chilly.
No fog.
No fog, no rain. Partly sunny. Chance of rain in the afternoon,
3%. Thank you.
It's a chilly day on this side of the mountain, so if you go west...
I will say this... For your nature checks and all of your checks, you feel comfortable that you'll be able to scurry down the mountain and find a decent place to hide to do more investigating down the mountain.
Then I say we make haste.
Let's.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go, people. Assholes and elbows.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So wake up.
Can I call a pause? What the fuck does that mean?
So let's go wake up, Nick Hicks.
It's from a movie. It's like, come on, hurry up. Let's get going.
How does that at all mean hurry up? In what universe?
I was just quoting
the Aliens universe. Aliens universe, apparently.
I also completely do not get it. Okay. It's adorable, but okay.
Carry on. Thank you. Thank you, podcast universe.
Okay, so you guys, I will ask for... Who's leading going down the mountain?
Not I, says the bard.
Who is leading?
I'm leading. I'll
You'll lead?
Yeah.
So roll me a nature check.
Eight.
You're not allowed to lead anymore.
Thank you.
Come on, buddy.
Mm. You leave Adam alone.
At first I thought it was a one, but it was a seven.
So you guys are following Adam, and as you do, he kind of leads you to a place where you're going to have to all make a pretty big jump to the next spot, so you're kind of like at a little bit of a cliff and you're like, oh, I can jump that. So I want everyone to roll me an acrobatic check.
Yes! Oh, this will go well.
Well,
now I get acrobatics. Okay.
Oh, mother pearl.
Mother pearl. Mother pearl bitch.
Seven.
Pearl bitch.
Jeez. Nine.
Nine.
Jeez.
Oh, jeez.
And I have a plus four.
And you got a five.
No.
What'd she get?
Natural 20.
Hey. 22.
Yeah.
It's like a little
acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
17.
Excellent. So going through.
What'd you get? How dare.
I get like a plus six acrobatics.
It's not real.
I rolled a seven.
It's not real.
Natural
That's
one?
Good.
Natural one.
Oh, she also got a natural one. Five.
Seven.
We're like, all right, everyone, let's go. Assholes and elbows.
I trip.
Oh.
You were so interested in what that meant that you were not paying attention.
I'm sorry, I wanted to learn.
What's that even?
Sorry, sight.
No, it's pretty comical. We have a couple people jumping, and then their feet give out. You land on your ass, and you're like, oh, crap. And then a couple people from there have landed on top of the person who landed on their ass, and it kind of clogs up a little bit.
And I'm so
but then messy. When everybody kind of gets up and dusts off, you see Simon, bloop, bloop, like Superman.
Show off, show off, twinkle toes here. Twinkle
toes. So from here, you're right at the bottom of the hill from right now. You just have a little bit of scurrying to do. And then there's kind of like a little outcropping that you guys can just kind of tuck yourselves away into. And you get a good vantage point of down the main road here. So there are roads between each of the buildings that feel that they're still pretty well tracked. So from this vantage point, I'm going to say, Doric, you're still on the outlook for, you know, different markings and stuff like that. There is a building in front of you, the largest building that you can see. And on the front of it, it looks as though there is an axe, a pick, and a shovel on a sign.
Okay.
An axe, a pick, and a shovel, and they are on a sign hanging up on the main hall. It looks like almost like the biggest building that's there, with two big double doors in front of it. Who else? Somebody was asking about the people. Humanoid?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did.
I think you were, too.
That was.
They are humanoid, but they look identical to the other man that you met, whose whole body is made of stone. And this is a little bit more dramatic on the stone side. There's actual pieces of, like, crystalline features. Like, they actually have, like, growths coming out of their arms. And they have this large growth on their back. And you see that, like, their legs are covered in thick, thick stones. Heavy stones. And you see, like, little bits of crystal even coming out of them, too. And you see maybe about 5 or 6 of them. And they look, they kind of are walking together as a group, but not speaking or looking to each other. They are just heads down. And they're all wearing these like gray, brownish robe that it doesn't look like it's actually sewn clothing. It looks like rags that are just kind of wrapped around their body. And they kind of have their head down and they're walking with their heads
down. It's like a leper colony almost. How far away are they?
It's like 30 feet.
I would really like to know if they're friendly or not.
They don't look friendly.
I would tend to agree, but appearances can be deceiving. There's many people who think I don't look friendly.
You can give me an insight check if you're interested. Does anybody else have anything they want to do
interested.
Or investigate?
I'm very interested.
I'm gonna say that even over my winter gear, that I have the cloak that Jacinta gave me, and I'm going to change it so that it looks like the cloaks that they're wearing. And I'm going to put it over.
Got it.
13.
So you notice in the way that they walk, it's actually, sorry if this is triggering to anybody, but it actually looks like they are very timid, like they're scared of making noise. Okay. Their feet are very soft, small steps. And they are specifically not speaking, and it looks more as though they are afraid to make noise in the way that they are trying to tread lightly.
All right, so you don't want to disturb something.
Is this Adam say that out loud?
I'm saying that in my head.
Okay.
I haven't brought it to anyone's attention.
If you
want to
say it to anybody, you can.
It looks to me like they don't want to disturb something. You guys heard that? I don't want to say it too loud. Oh, it's just
You can say it's stage whisper. You can say I say it very quietly. It looks like they're trying.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I almost want to approach them and ask them what they're so afraid of.
There we go.
Can I do like a history check or anything on the sign?
Sure.
Okay. That is a 23.
Oh. Excellent. So you recognize the sign, and it's not even just that you recognize the sign, but you recognize the tools. Those tools were not used 1,000 years ago. Those tools were invented 200 years ago. So that means this community has had some sort of
contact with the outside world.
Correct. In the last 100 or so years.
Okay.
The sign itself is kind of a symbol for masons. And it's not really like a guild, but it's kind of like a universal symbol for Masons.
Do we see any of the folks that we've seen? Do we see any dwarves?
They all look humanoid.
They all look human.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will share that with the group.
Does it look like there's any children? Or is it all just male-female? Is it only just males?
Right now you only saw those five people and you could not distinguish age or gender due to the distance that you were from them and how much rope.
So that's all we're privy to at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, these are probably the people who were turned to stone. Do we just bypass them completely and go into the forest?
I wonder if there was some sort of schism between people in the town, those who wanted to leave and those who wanted to stay.
We're not going to get any more answers staying here.
That is true.
I have half a mind to just break cover and walk into town as if we belong and see what happens.
I agree.
We don't belong. Mm-hmm. At all.
I know. Aren't you the least bit curious as to what happens when we walk in?
No.
I'm open to alternate plans.
We'll go through his business as
based
usual.
Based on the map you showed us, would we have to go through the town or can we go around it?
You could go around it. You're pretty much in the first third of the town right now. In order to go around it, you'd have to kind of backtrack around. Which you could stay on the grassy area, but you could backtrack around. And how long are you guys taking to decide of whether or not you're going to join?
I mean, unless somebody has an alternate idea.
I could cast Disguise Self on myself and kind of go into town and do like a little
reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance to see what's up.
That sounds like a plan.
Come back and report back.
You want her to go by herself?
I think that's the only way.
You couldn't change someone else with you.
I can only do myself.
Okay.
You take the bird.
She does. But.
Well, you said there's no real animals around here, so that might be a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very true. Okay. So you're going to change yourself?
I'm going to disguise self to look like one of them.
Okay. Do you have to roll anything for that, or are you just able to do?
I think I could do it at will. Mm. But it didn't say anything about rolling.
I was not sure if it was like, how well are you able to look like them kind of thing.
It just doesn't hold up to physical inspection. For example, if you use the spell to add a hat to your outfit, objects pass through the hat, and anyone who touches it would feel nothing or feel your head and hair. Mm. If you use the spell to appear thinner than you are, the hand of someone who reaches out to touch you would bump into you while it was seemingly still in midair. Mm. So, no worries.
Okay, so you disguise yourself. Okay, so you disguise yourself, wrap yourself up in your cloak, and you will start heading out.
Yes.
Okay. As you are walking through the street, are you trying to mirror their way of walking?
Yeah, full on doing a performance to mirror exactly what I see.
Okay. So,
would you like a performance check?
Not yet. So you're taking your time to be quiet, and you're taking your time to make sure that you're doing everything right. As you're walking around the street, unfortunately, you don't see a lot of stuff going on. Everybody is very quiet. You don't see any children, but you do see a variety of people walking. You see maybe some like Goliath people still covered in stone. You do see halfling, you do see orc, you see a lot of different races, but all covered in stone. Mm. One thing that as you're investigating through, you are crossing kind of close to some people, so now I'll ask for a performance.
27.
Excellent. So nobody has any clue that you don't belong. Mm-hmm. Everyone, not only are they really just going about their own business, but that's about it. You'll notice there's a handful of people that are all kind of walking to the river. And there's like this building that's right on the riverbed. As the river is rushing, and you see this like water turbine that's getting pushed. When you walk over, you do see that there is this gear, and that you would normally notice that they would be like, in normal times, they would be crushing, you know, oats, or they'd be crushing stuff like that to make flour. This is more of, you see them crushing stones, and you see them crushing down stones into fine, almost powder. And then you see a handful of people on the waterbed with pans, and it looks like they're honestly mining for gold. And you see that they're taking this crushed stone, and now they're looking through it and picking out nuggets of gold. I'm going to say about 40 minutes pass in your investigation. And if long as you guys are just waiting patiently, there is a loud bell. Bong, bong, bong. And it's super loud and it's echoing through everything. And with the extreme silence, it's like hits you out of like a bullet. It's very loud. And you see all the people at the river stand up, collect their gold, clean up their items, and very quietly they all begin to shuffle their feet. You see that. Scarlet sees that. The rest of you, you see people coming out of their huts and coming out and walking on the street with their heads down very quietly, shuffling their feet, and all going to that big building that you saw the sign on. What do you do?
Given that it's like 40 minutes, I start, well, they're not that far away from that big building, so I start making my way with the intent to join the party.
Okay. So, with everybody's eyes on that big building, what are you five doing?
Just observing.
Yeah, I'm just watching.
I'm afraid to break cover.
Yeah, I would suggest, if everyone's going inside the building, wait till those doors close, and then maybe choose like a building that's closest to us to go in and snoop around.
So I will tell you this, they're not going in the building, they're going into like a square. They're going into the village center outside of that building.
Never mind that.
But they're all filtering into the town square, essentially.
Well, then I'm observing. I want to see where this goes.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe little, small increments. I guess we're still up, work our way down in small increments.
You want to get closer to them?
A little bit. But also, we have to keep our eye on Scarlet, make sure she doesn't fall into anything. So, we
okay.
You know?
Okay. Simon, do you want to do anything?
I want to just, in my own way, follow her little by little.
Okay.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Being very, almost like invisible.
Okay.
Naturally, everybody's doing it increments.
So I want everyone to roll me a stealth check then.
How many feet are we from?
I better get
like the town line, I guess.
So the way I imagine it is, you're here. There is a walkway in front of you, which is maybe about 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you saw was down that same road. You were able to look down and see this building. That building, I'm going to say, is 120 from you.
Okay.
All right. How are my stealth checks?
13.
13. One.
Again.
Oh, natural Jesus. One plus zero. One.
Two.
Jesus.
Well, yeah, I rolled a one plus one.
Good job. Good job with the mouth.
Seven.
17?
17.
Okay,
7?
7. Oh boy, you don't need it.
Clickety clickety clink.
I trip
on the pots and pans ninjas.
I keep tripping. I keep tripping.
So as everyone is passing you, I would say like 95% of everyone has already passed you. But then as you guys are like, yeah, we're going to get closer. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's get closer. And you're all kind of like stage whispering too loud.
Yeah.
And you all try to like break your cover to move around.
Mm.
And as you do, two people see you. And they stop and they look at you. And they both rush over to you. Not run, not attack. They rush over to you. And they go, shh, 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 shh.
Why?
Not safe to you.
We have to speak louder.
Okay. So we're whispering. They're gonna whisper. You can barely hear them. They tell you leave.
Why?
It's not safe here. And you can barely hear them. They're whispering so quiet.
We're very good at making unsafe things safe again. What is making this place unsafe?
The gods have sent our protectors. Our protectors do not like intruders.
Who are your protectors?
Them.
And what are they pointing to?
They're pointing to the sign that has the axe, the pick, and the shovel. They are protectors.
Those objects on the wall are your protectors?
Not objects, people. They show us how to find treasure, and they give us protection. You must leave. It's too dangerous for you.
Very confused.
If you stay, you will be like us. You will be like us. And she starts, like, poking and prodding at her fingers.
Well, then I would say your protectors aren't doing a very good job.
They protect us from the outside. It's okay. You should go. They will not take kindly.
I don't believe we're going to leave, are we, Zorik?
No. No, I don't think we will.
You must stay quiet. You must hide.
I'm going to walk...
If you stay here, I will get you out tonight.
There's no need for that. We have no intention of going anywhere. I'm going to walk right up, and I'm going to take the shovel off the wall.
It's like 120 feet away from you.
I'm going to walk...
A town square full of people.
Oh, now I'm walking towards it. Now I belong here.
Oh,
I'm walking
full on. Is anyone going to have any opinion on this? Is it going to matter?
He's just acting himself.
Oh, I'll start in that direction.
Okay. Does anybody have anything to say?
I would say Scarlet's walking towards them just to see Ulrich, like, walking this way.
I'll keep engaging them and say... What are the names of the gods who are your protectors?
They do not give names. They are just our gods. They protect us. We give them treasure. We give them gold, and we give them crystal. And they protect us.
How do they protect you?
They keep the outside world outside.
Why is the outside world bad?
Oh, people who want to take our gold and take our treasure.
One of the protectors let us in.
Which protector? We must hurry. We must hurry. We need to get to them. And they start walking.
Sounds like you're in a spell.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking. As you are walking on the essential front porch of the largest building, the largest hall here, and you see this large sign. The sign is very big and it's carved wood. And it's above, so you couldn't just take something off. But as you walk,
okay,
you see three figures wearing bright red robes. They are humanoid.
Okay.
They are not the giants.
Okay.
She doesn't know what you're talking about when you said you met a protector.
Mm-hmm.
So they see you, because you're not being shy, right?
No.
They all point at you. The three of them point at you. Intruders! Kill them! Now!
Oh, dear.
Intruder. Singular.
Nobody else followed him? Just him?
Yep.
Adam's like, yeah, he's on his own.
We're not far behind.
Oh, good luck! Good luck!
We're not far behind.
Question. The two people we were talking to, did they move with to go after him?
They talked to you for another couple of minutes, and then they realized if they're late, they're going to be in trouble, so they started running.
I would follow them.
Okay. You're still maybe about 100 feet back from him, because he was just like, and started running.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably seeing this. Where do you think you are, Scarlet?
I was heading towards the meeting house with the intent of meeting them.
Okay. So I'm going to put you... right by the two people who were trying to catch up with Ulrich.
Okay.
Okay. And what about you three? Simon,
yeah,
and
that's what I was just thinking.
Are you following behind Zorik?
I'm following behind Scarlet.
Scarlet's farther
up. She's far ahead. She went in first, remember?
Right.
She disguised herself and she's into the town.
Right. But I said
you
want to
follow.
She said she was inching.
Oh, that's right. She did.
She did say she was in Shim.
Oh, did you say? Oh,
I said I was going to follow her.
Sorry, Simon. I thought you were following Lagatha. If you're following...
Right, that's... Yeah.
Oh, that changes things a little bit. I'll put
you
there.
That's why I said I was going to follow. Just nonchalantly so nobody knows, or that even herself doesn't know.
Okay, so give me a stealth check then.
I'm sorry?
Give me a stealth check.
Well, she did give us
I did.
17.
This is different.
17.
This is different.
Okay.
If she was following Scarlet the whole time, then I need to know who saw her.
Sure. Got it. 7.
7. So, while Scarlet was doing her investigation, you were trying to jump from building to building. I'm going to say someone saw you, and then that's when they started the bells.
The god. There you go.
Because they saw that somebody saw you. Yeah. So I'll say that you're right by Scarlet at this point, but that people have seen you.
Okay.
Oh, there go the bells.
Yeah, yes, we're like change bells. A little bit.
Yeah.
How do the kids say shit's about to be popping off?
So now
asses and elbows.
Assholes and elbows. So they're pointing at me and saying intruders kill them?
Yep.
Now, these three humanoids in the white robes, are they
red
also...
Robes.
Red robes. Excuse me. Are they also stone-skinned?
Nope.
Oh, they're not. Oh, I'm walking right up to them. And I am not running. I am sauntering.
You're sauntering?
Sauntering, hands on hips, aggravated look on face.
So okay. I am going to roll to see...
You want to know how I know that you and Denise are brother and sister? And
you're behind them, right?
You're
behind them.
Yeah, I'm behind the two that were... That started running up.
You're behind the two, and you're with Zorik? Okay. I'll put you guys 50 feet behind...
Zorik.
Alric. I'll put the three of you 50 feet behind Alric.
Okay.
I'll do three. Okay. So three people try to step out in front of you. Three large stone men try to step out in front of you.
Gentlemen,
one of them... I'm assuming you keep walking.
If they're arresting my movement, I will obviously...
You'll stop?
Stop not to shoulder check them, and I'll give them a chance to, you know, choose the correct path and move out of my way.
Okay, all three of them put their hands up to stop you.
Gentlemen, I know you believe you're doing a noble thing, but trust me, step aside.
They look over to the people in the red robes, and the red robes go, kill them!
Cowards! All three of you. Having them do your dirty work...
So the three creatures don't make a move to you.
How far away are they?
They're like right up in your face.
No, the three in the robes.
Oh, the red robes. Ooh. 20 feet?
Big boys, stay right there. Guiding bolt.
All right.
Around the closest one, and I'm firing guiding bolt right at the one in the middle.
Okay, roll initiative. Everybody roll initiative.
Oh, boy.
You started it.